Yesterday we mentioned the sign that the Taz quotes from his father-in-law, the Bach. He raised the question, why did the Chachamim only prohibit Kiyas Shofar when it's Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos? Why didn't they do away with Kiyas Shofar all the time? Because it's a Kli HaMiyuchad L'Hashmas Kol, and they prohibited not only playing music on a musical instrument, you're not allowed to use a knocker either. Then someone pointed out, one of the Rabbanim pointed out, I didn't see this part, that yesterday when they had, I think I must have left before, they had someone blowing shofar at the Kehel Lashir. Someone was blowing a shofar at the Yom HaNCSY and playing a whole tune. So a shofar is not only like a knocker, a Kli HaMiuchad HaShmas Kol, it's a Kli Shir. People can use a shofar to play a tune on it. So why isn't it included in the prohibition that you're not allowed to play a musical instrument on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So you should never be allowed to do Tkiyah Shofar. So the Taz quotes an answer from the Bach I mentioned, that Rabbi David Cohen, who's a very great Talmud Chacham in Flatbush, he wrote many Svarim. The title of one of the Svarim is HaTaz HaYadua, the famous Taz. So the Taz says, in the name of the Bach, his father-in-law, the Chacham don't have the ability to make a Gzera de Rabbanah to be Oiker le Gambri HaMitzvah. The Chumash, it says you have to blow Shofar Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say explicitly, even if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's self-understood. Because Kiyas Shofar is not a Malacha. So if you're obligated to blow Shofar, why should it make a difference whether it's Shabbos or any other day of the week? So mid the Rabbanah, they can prohibit Kiyas Shofar on Shabbos. Gzera de Rabba Shemi Abreir. That's not Keneged Dabba HaMufurish Batur. But to do away, to abolish legamre, the whole Tkiyah Shofar, because Mashmir called that, they don't have the ability to do. So this is a very interesting, so we explain why, because a suggestion, maybe the Rambam writes in the Hagdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah that there are five parts to the Torah Sheba'al Peh, and the last two sections, the fourth and the fifth, are the Gzeiras the Rabbanan and the Takanas the Rabbanan. So the Rambam seems to be saying an interesting idea, that even though the obligation to observe the Din of the Rabbanan, the Chavis HaGavra is only the Rabbanan, but the Cheftza Shel Torah is Min HaTorah. The person learns Dinim the Rabbanan, he's in fulfillment of Talmud Torah Min HaTorah. It's not that it's Bittul Torah Min HaTorah, Talmud Torah Min the Rabbanan. It's Talmud Torah on the level of the Reise, because the Dinim the Rabbanan blend in Min HaTorah to become part of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. So how can it blend in? If it says in the Chumash you have to blow Shofar, then you're going to say the Torah Sheba'al Peh says you're not allowed to blow Shofar. How can it be just the opposite? You can't blend in two things that are absolutely contradictory. So that's what the Taz, but that's a big machlokes. Half of the Rishonim agree with this Taz, and half of the Rishonim disagree with the Taz. So I wanted to say over there's a famous Maharshal on Sanhedrin. I didn't have a chance to get the Gemara Sanhedrin to look it up. The Gemara Sanhedrin tells a story that in the days of the Amoraim, there was an Eishes Ish. An Eishes Ish is Inso, is Chayv Misa. So if the girl is an Arusa, she's Inso, she's Chayv Skila. She's an Asua, she's Inso, she's Chayv Chenek. And if she's a Baskoyim, she's Inso, so then the Pasuk says, she's Chayv Sreifa. How do you do Sreifa? So the Torah Sheba'al Peh has a tradition that you don't burn the person alive. The Tzdukim used to do like that. But the way you do Sreifa is, it says, after the racha kamoicha, bro la misa yofa. After racha kamoicha means if there's a pasuk that's a little unclear, and the two ways to fulfill the mitzvah, so you should do it in a more pleasant way. Like it says, derechel d'achinam, v'chon tziv eser shalom. So the Gemara says, derechel d'achinam is from the midah shatar nidresh espeh. There are two ways to interpret a pasuk. Interpret it in a way that's more pleasant, because the Dach HaTorah is supposed to be pleasant. So it says, V'ahavta l'racha kamoicha, even applies to one who's chayav misa. So if there are two ways to fulfill the mitzvah of Sreifa, one is more pleasant than the other, the guy's going to be in pain. He's going to die anyway. At the end of the day, he's going to die. But you should give him the more broiler, misa yafa, give him the more pleasant way of dying. So the way the Torah Shabbat Peh says, the way you give sreifa is you heat metal till it melts, and then you force the person's mouth open, and you pour the melted metal down his throat, and it burns out his kishkas. So it's going to be sreifas neshama beguf kai. The body will not be turned into, it won't turn into ashes. You don't burn the person at the stake, you don't burn him alive. You pour the melted med down his throat. So the Gemara tells the story that one of the Amoraim once had an instance of a Baskain Shazitza. He lived away after the Zman Chur Ben Abayis, and he burnt the girl alive. So the Gemara says he made two mistakes. He made one mistake, that's not the correct way to do Sreifa. Made another mistake, that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, there are no Mises Bezn at all. The Gemara even says that the Beis Sheni was destroyed, we assume, in the summer, Tisha B'Av, the year 70, according to the common era. So the Gemara said 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, in the year 30, Golsa Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin went into self-imposed exile. They left the Lishkas Agozes, and from that time on, you can't be dandin in the Foshas, because it's one big court system. You have Sanhedrin Gedoyla, you have Sanhedrin Tanah. So din in the Foshas, you don't need a Sanhedrin Gedoyla. Sanhedrin Tanah is enough. But you can only, the system of Sanhedrin Tanah only exists if you have the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, like a court of appeals in a certain sense. Questionable exactly what, but that's, the Gemara says, there's a system, a court system. So after the year 30, and the Sanhedrin went into self-imposed exile 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, Gemara gives you the reason why they went into exile. Gemara says, it cannot be done in the first place. Gemara says, this Amora made two mistakes. Pretty wild, made two little mistakes. He didn't know you don't give din in the Foshas. He didn't know history. Since the year 30, no one has the Amora and lived a few centuries later. Didn't know you don't administer din in the Foshas. He didn't know the Mishnayos. How is he an Amora if he doesn't know how he's supposed to give strength? The Amoraim, Tosis points out in many Gemara, the Amoraim knew all the Mishnayos. They're not mechuyev to know every braisa in the world. Everybody had a different set of braisa, but if you don't have, you don't know, you're not familiar with all the Mishnayos, you can't be a member of the group of Amoraim. So how can it be that he made two mistakes? So that's what the Gemara says. So the Maharshal printed on the bottom of the page by the Mashoah. He was a contemporary of the Mashoah. They lived in the 1500s in Poland. Contemporary of the Ramah. He was a cousin of the Ramah. They used to correspond with each other. So the Mashal writes, he thinks that one kasha faref is the other. He says, you can't go against what it says in the Chumash. So the correct way to give Sreifa is to pour the lead down her throat. But you can't give din in the Foshas, Bizman is that. But there is a din, Bezim Makam Yanshin, Shalai Meradin. That's a Gemara, also a Gemara in Sanhedrin. And that's a quote from Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is a book that lists off, starts Nisanir Sivan Tamazov, goes in the order of the months, and it lists off all of the days that were instituted by the Chachamim as Yamim Taivim, Bizman Bayesheni. Every time the Hashmaraim were victorious in battle and made another yontif, there is no such din that every time Tzahal is victorious in battle you make a yontif, you should celebrate. When Tzahal is victorious, we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to say Halal, B'Shar Sa Yeshua, and you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you don't make a yontif to celebrate each year. When the Hashmaraim were victorious in battle, there was a Beis HaMikdash. When they were victorious in battle, it means that they saved the Beis HaMikdash from either destruction or defilement. So all the Yom Tovim and Megillas Tainus, the Gemara says, the common denominator of all the Yom Tovim that were introduced by the rabbis during the Zman Beis Sheni, that's called Megillas Tainus, the book, it was written b'ksav. At the time, the Mishnah was still recited Baal Peh. And Megillas Tainus has a little bit halachas, has halachas of Torah Shabbat Peh. That was the first Torah Shabbat Peh that was written down, was Megillas Tainus. The Radal, Rav David Luria, they have him in the back of the Gemara. He put out an edition of Pirkei de Rav Lezer. So he writes a Hakdama de Rav Lezer ben Hurkan, the Tana Rav Lezer Avgadol, wrote Pirkei de Rav Lezer. So he's not sure what was written first, the Megillas Tainus or the Pirkei de Reb Lezer, but they were both written down before the Mishnayos. And Rashi writes on Masechet Shabbos, why is it called Megillah Steiners? Because it was written down b'ksav, it was a Megillah at the time that the Mishnayos was still being recited about that. So this line comes from Megillah Steiners, based on the Pasuk Chumash, Bezem Akav Yanshin Shalai Menadin. The Bez Din has a right even b'zman hazeh, the Din of Shulchan Aruch Simin Beis in Choshen Mishpat. The Bez Din, or the Zayin Tuvi Ha'ir, I daven sometimes in Breuer's Shul in Washington Heights, so they follow what it says in Gemara. Their board of directors has seven members, Zayin Tuvi Ha'ir, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Zayin Tuvi Ha'ir have the right to administer Din in the Foshes, b'zman hazeh, if the government allows them. The American government does not allow them. Baruch Hashem, they can't. But strictly speaking, according to the Choshen Mishpat, that Shamati, the Gemara quotes this from the Megillah, Shamati, one of the times says, I heard a tradition, early generation, Bezin Makam Yanshin Shalem Ben Adin. So the Gemara said they have a right to give Malkus to a person who doesn't deserve Malkus, they have a right to give Misa. The Gemara says, when the Chachamim prohibited riding horseback on Shabbos, Menatar is Mutter, it's only awesome in the Rabbanon. So once a person violated the din, the Chachamim wanted the people to observe the din. So they gave the man Misa. They gave the man Misa. They gave him skila, even though he didn't deserve skila. He didn't violate a malacha deras. He only violated an in the Rabbanah. Then the Gemara says that there was another man who acted in a way of preetzus. He was having marital relations with his wife in public. That's a violation of tznius. So they gave him Malkus, even though there's no Malkus, there's no Lav in the Chumash, they felt that that was an act of preetzus. So the Gemara says they can penalize a person to pay money, hefker bez nefker. They want to penalize the person, he has to give money. If they want to give him Malkus, they want to give him Misa, they can. So the Maharshal suggests that one kasha, the Gemara had two kashas against the Amar. They said he made two mistakes. He gave Misa's Bezna Mizman Hazeh, and he gave the wrong form of Sreifa. So the Maharshal says he thinks that he didn't do wrong. One kasha for him is the other. He felt Bezim Akam Yanshu Shulam, and then he wants to punish the woman. But you can't give a Sreifa, because there's no Bezna Gorov Bezman Hazeh. So he gave her the wrong form of Sreifa. You have a right to give some other form of Misa, but you can't give the real Einish that the person deserves. That you can't give. It's against the Gemara. How can the Mashal say against the Gemara? He says, in any Kecholik Ala Gemara, I think this is on Daf Nun Beis. In Sanhedrin. There aren't so many mashals there. So he thinks that the one kasha faref is the other. But you can't do exactly what the Torah says you're supposed to do. That's why he gave her the wrong form of sreif. He wouldn't be allowed to give the correct form of sreif of his manazah. So he's not disagreeing in halach, he's disagreeing in history. He says he thinks you have a right to disagree in history, historical interpretation of the story. He says he's interpreting that he didn't make any mistakes. One kasha for him is the other. That's a famous marshal for both parts of what he wrote. He says you have a right to disagree with the Amora historically, that the Amora didn't make any mistake at all. One kasha for him for the other. So that's a big discussion. There happens to be a Chuvas Maharam who says the same pshat in the Gemara also. Maram is also at the same time. Maram Lublin, a lot of Marams. Maram on the bottom of the page where the Mashah is also contemporary, also from the 59. He's famous, Maram Lublin. So there's a Chuvas Maram Lublin that was deleted from later editions because it talks about the fact that the Bezin Bezman Hazeh, the rabbis, have the right to give the death penalty. So the printers left it out. They were afraid that the government will put him in prison. So one rabbi, Isaac Lewin, that's not Lewin's father. Isaac Lewin did a lot of research in history. He found this Chuvas Maharam from earlier editions. It was printed in earlier editions. In the later editions, they deleted it, so he reprinted it. So in the Chuvas Maharam, probably now, if you have a new edition, they probably did put it back into the Chuvas Maharam. So the Maharam and the Chuvah has the same shot in the Gemara as the Marshal. That there's no mistake, the one kasha faref is the other. This idea appears also in a Ravid. Just like the Ravid and the Baal HaMor learned the Chavrusa. So just like the Baal HaMor has Hasokas on the Riv, So the Raidit also has Hasogas on the Riv. And just like the Ramban wrote the Melchames to defend the Riv from the Hasogas of the Balamor, so too the Ramban has Sefer Haschutz also printed. Every so often you have Sefer Haschutz on the bottom of the page on the Riv to defend the Riv from the Hasogas of the Raidit. So there's a Raidit, the first Raidit on Ksubis, on the bottom of the page of the Riv, is the beginning of the fourth Perek, Perek Narish and his Patsa. So the Raivid discusses what are the dinam of Avinus and Mefata Moitzi Shem Rab Bizman Hazeh. Nobody has any real smicha Bizman Hazeh. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. All the smicha today is only imitation smicha. The Ramah writes this in Yerideh Hilchus Hayroasis of Heta. So the Ramah quotes this from the Abarbanel. I think it's the only place the Shulchan Aruch ever quotes Abarbanel. But you don't need Abarbanel to tell you to do it. We didn't need Abarbanel to tell us that secret. The Gemara says you can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Both the one conferring the smicha and one receiving the smicha, they both be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Masor Ish Mipish HaMosh Rabbeinu has been broken centuries ago, a long time ago, in the days of the Amoraim already. Because in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz you can't give smicha. In Eretz Yisrael, the government kept on making zeres against the Jews. They're going to kill the rabbi who confers smicha. They're going to kill the whole community if they give smicha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells the story of Yudah ben Bava was Moshe Nefesh to give smicha to a group of Tanoim, and he didn't want the people in the city to be killed. So he gave smicha in between two cities on a mountain that was not inhabited. So they only killed him. So the Romans only killed him. They didn't kill the people. Why did he give smicha in public? Why didn't he give private smicha? Apparently that's part of the din. He's supposed to give smicha in public. That's in today's Seder, in Parshas Pinchas, I think. I think it says about Moshe Rabbeinu giving smicha to Yoshua ben Nun. So it says in the Chumash, Tzivisa also li'ayneihem. You should confer the smicha to Yoshua ben Nun in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Sanhedrin, Bechoris. Pirush HaMishnayis in Bechoris. The Mishnah Bechoris says a little bit about smicha. So the Rambam writes a lot of the dinim, instead of writing it in Pirush HaMishnayis in Sanhedrin, he writes in Bechoris on Daf Chav Tes. He writes all the dinim smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael, because the Iker Tziruf of Klal Yisrael is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are Jewish. Ben Gurion used to say, the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are not Jewish. Because he wasn't a religious, he wasn't an observer. He claimed to be an atheist. Probably was not true. Because he always was studying Tanakh. And he had a whole library of Gemaras with Rishon Menachem, with comments written on the side of the page. They have his home, is now a museum. And you could go visit. So, they made a movie about it, that he had a house full of Swarm, and he wrote comments in his handwriting on the side of all the Gemaras, on the side of all the Rambams, on their Hashbod and everything. Probably he was not an atheist. He didn't want to keep bitzus, as Terence was, he's an atheist. Probably he was not an atheist, whatever. But he, so as far as he's concerned, Judaism just meant the nation of the Jewish people. So that's correct. The nation that Tziruf of Klal Yisrael to be considered a one goy, that's only an Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that. All the Jews that live in Chutz La'aretz are ki yechidim domo. They have a Kedushas Yisrael, that's mechayev them in mitzvahs. Ben Gurion didn't want to do mitzvahs, so he didn't want to believe in Kedushas Yisrael. So the only thing he believed in was the Jewish nation is a nation. So that he's right, l'shitasa, the Jewish nation is only those who live in Eretz Yisrael. Those who live in Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara says, are ki yechidim domo. That's the Gemara at the end of the first Perek in Tainus. The Gemara says, you don't say the same Talamater in this part of the world. You don't say the same Talamater in the summertime because they don't want any rain. So what if a person needs rain for some reason or another? Let him say the same Talamater in Shmak Aleinu. But you should only say in Baruch Aleinu when the Tzibur needs the rain. So the Gemara says, what if you have an Ir Gedolah Keninveh where you have tens of thousands of Jews? Is that called Kalali? So the Gemara says, no. All the Jews that live in Chutz La'aretz are Kichidim Dami, and if they need rain in Ninveh, in the middle of the summer, let them say the same Talamata in Shema Kolein, not in Baruch Aleinu. You only say Baruch Aleinu when the Tzibur needs. So the Rambam writes that din, all the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are Kichidim Dami. He doesn't quote that Gemara in Tainus, the end, the last Amud base, in the first Perek, in Tainus, The Rambam quotes a different Gemara. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. The Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayis, on Bechoris Daf Chavtes, the Rambam quotes a Gemara from Horis, the beginning of Horis, where it says, there's an institution of Par HaLamdav Shal Tzibur. Probably never happened in the history of the world. Par HaLamdav Shal Tzibur applies like this. If there was a unanimous vote in the Bez Nagol, incorrect, and they mistakenly allowed Anisa Kores. They allowed, let's say, turning on lights in the Mutter on Shabbos. Or they said, you're allowed to eat potato chips on Yom Kippur. Eating on Yom Kippur is Isa Kores. Eating chametz but Pesach, they're allowed a certain kind of chametz. They're allowed to eat, or a certain, whatever, Anisa Kores. And so if there was a unanimous vote, how often is going to happen a unanimous vote? In a mistake, all the 71 members of the Bez Nagol all unanimously made a mistake. They allowed an Isa Kores, and the right 51% of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael violated the Aver because of the mistake of Pesach in the Bez Nagol. Not that they're not religious, they're going to violate whatever Bez Nagol is going to say. Now the Chilonim do whatever they want. They don't say because the rabbi said it's mutter. 51% of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael violated an Isa Kores v'shoigeg because of the mistake of Pesach in the Bez Nagol. So then they bring a Par HaLamdav Shel Tzibur. So the Gemara says, but it only depends on 51% of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Jews who live in Chutz L'Orz don't count. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Melochim, when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, throngs of Jews showed up, Kohol Godol Melevoch HaMos Al-Nacham Yitzrayim, for the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael, till the southernmost point in Eretz Yisrael, all the Jews who lived in Eretz Yisrael showed up. There were probably Jews that lived in Chutz L'Orz also. They had to have diplomats who lived in other countries also. They had to have an ambassador in Egypt, an ambassador in Syria, an ambassador in Lebanon. They probably had ambassadors. It says, "Call Godol Malabach Hamas Anachmitz," right? So you see, only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are called part of the Kohol. The Jews who live in Chutz L'Orz are Kichidin Domin. The same as that Gemara in Tainis. And here by Par HaLadav HaShatir, it says, V'nem L'Adav HaMe'eni HaKohol. The Kohol violated. So the Gemara said, the Kohol only applies to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutz L'Orz are not part of the Kohol. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, in the Chayris, Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Gemara. And they both have to be. They don't have to be Zeh b'fnei Zeh. One can send a letter to the other one and say, I hereby give you Smicha. He doesn't have to be Bifonov, but they both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara never says, why do they have to be in Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara never quotes a pasuk. So the Rambam says, I'll tell you why. Because when a rabbi confers smicha, there's no three, confers smicha to a young Talmud Chacham, it's not a private affair. I have smicha, I have the ability to give you smicha. The one who confers smicha is giving it as representing Klal Yisrael. So since Klal Yisrael only exists in Eretz Yisrael, the smicha has to be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So b'zman hazeh nobody has any smicha. All the smicha is imitation smicha. That's what the Rambam quotes when they Abar Ben El. It's the only, I think, the best amount. It's the only place where the Rambam quotes anything from Abar Ben El. Abar Ben El was a very learned person. He has a lot of svar. But that's the only place the Rambam quotes him. So the Ravid writes in the beginning of Perek Dalet, in Ksubis, in his Heoris on the bottom of the Rif, what's the story with Oynes and Mefata Moshe Shem Bezman Hazeh? So Chiyuv Maman are divided into different categories. Sometimes it's Maman, and sometimes it's Knas, and there's a third category that's called Kapara. Leave that out for today. So there's Maman and Knas. So the Gemara says Knas. The Chiyuv Knas only exists, you have to have a Bezn of Shlosh and Smuchim, give a Gemar Din. That's I know that I robbed, and I know I'm Chayiv Karen V'Kevah. I want to pay on my own, I don't have to go to a Bezn. The Gemara says, Afilu Bebalat Tzidei Shamayim, you don't accomplish anything if you pay the Knas on your own. You have to have a Bezn to make a Gemar Din. And Moedi B'Knas is Pata, you have to have two Kosher Eidim. If you don't have two Eidim, and you don't have a Bezn of Shlosh and Smuchim, you don't accomplish anything by paying knas. But the Torah wants to penalize the guy. So the rabbi writes, there's no, when Bayanus and the fact that Meyo Shekel by Maitse Shemra, we don't have it Bizman Azeh. But the Rabbit writes, Bezdin ought to put the pressure, the person, they should put him in Cherem if he doesn't pay something. But they shouldn't make him pay Chamishim Shekel Kesef. That's against Dovam Mevorish Batar. They can make him pay 45 or 60, more or less, but they can have him pay more or less than Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Or Meir Shekel Kesef or Meitz Hashem. They make him pay what it says in the Chumash that he needs Smuchim. That's Keneged Dovam Mevorish Batar. They can't do that. They Bezim Akam Yonshu Shulay Meredin. So they can tell the woman, the girl who is the Anusa or the Mefuta or the Moitzi Shema, they should tell her, this guy has to ask you Mechila. Don't be Meichel him until he pays you 45 shkol, until he pays you 95 shkol. They can't say, don't be Meichel until he pays 50 shkol, 100 shkol. That's exactly what the Torah says you need Smuchim for, and you're not Smuchim. So it's interesting. That's the same as what the Marshal said. The Marshal and the Maharav interpreting the Gemara. Bizman Azeh, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. You can't give din and nefashas, you can't give the way it's supposed to be. But you give makam yashu on a din, you can give a different form of sreifa. But you can't give the correct form, Bizman Azeh. So that Ramah is quoted, the Ramah quotes it from the Tshuvas HaGadolim. That Ramah is quoted in Chosha Mishpat, in Simen Beis, when it says, Bez the makam yashu shalom on a din. So they talk there about making people pay. Nobody has any smicha today. So you can't make a gmar din on knas. You need shlosha smuchim. The Vidan Diniknas in each of us is Mukham, nobody has any smicha today. So the Ramah quotes this whole thing from the Tshuvas HaGadolim. We don't. Most yeshiva guys don't have Tshuvas HaGadolim. They're separate svarim, they have a collection of Tshuvas HaGadolim. But most yeshiva guys have a riff on the bottom of the page of the riff, in the beginning of the fourth parak in Ksubas. The writer quotes this Tshuvas HaGadolim. So it's interesting. Interesting. So that was the Takana de Rabbanan. They couldn't make a Takana de Rabbanan to do away, to abolish completely the Tkiyah Shofar because of Mashmiya Kol. They can't be Oikah Dovman HaTorah Legamre Keneged Dovman Furish BaTorah. They can't make a Gzera de Rabbanan. But to make a Gzera, not to blow Shofar on Shana Shel Chol Yisrael B'Shabbos, that they do have the ability to make a Gzera. So it says, B'Migdush HaYitoken Avaloi B'Medina. So the Babli holds that the whole thing is the Rabbanan. Why is Bamigdash Hayutokim? Why are you allowed to blow shofar on the base of Migdash? So I think the Ran on the Mishnah, somewhere they have the riff over here. So I think the Ran. I thought I saw in the Ran, because En Shavuz Bamigdash. But here it is. The Ran on the Gemara. If you have the Ran on page Ches Amir Aleph, and the normal edition of the Rif, now they changed all the pages. But in the old editions, page Ches Amir Aleph, where it says the fourth parak, what we're learning, where it says Gemara after the Mishnah is over, Gzeri Shem Yitlenu. Bamigdash, the Gazrin Dains, is it the Rabbanan knowing Bamigdash? Is that true? Ain't Shu's Bamigdash, there's no Din of Rabbanan. That's not exactly true. All the Din of Rabbanan, it means Litzarach HaKrobus HaKrobonis. They call it Ain't Shu's Bamigdash. So blowing Shofar in the Migdash is Litzarach HaKrobus HaKrobonis. Is there a connection between the Tkir Shofar and Rosh Hashanah and HaKrobus HaKrobonis? It's very questionable. There was a special Din of Tkir Shofar. Bamigdash, that's in the third parak. Here, take a look at the Mishnah. Chavod on the base. It says in the Mishnah on Rosh Hashanah, they would have, in the base Bamigdash, they would have the one who's one shofar would be in the middle. There would be two people doing chatzotzes to the right and to the left. Why is the one blow shofar in the middle? Because mitzvah sayyim b'shofar. The main mitzvah Rosh Hashanah all over the world is shofar, only in the Beis Hamikdash they blow chatzotzis with the shofar. And on a tiny sibah, the ikar mitzvah is to blow chatzotzis. So the one who's going to blow the chatzotzra stands in the middle, and the two people blow shofar to the right and to the left. Why the ikar mitzvah sayoyim on a tiny is to blow chatzotzis? It's in the chumash. We saw the mechamah be'atchem al atzara tzareis ha'riyaseh mechatzotzis. So the ikar mitzvah on the tiny sibah is to blow chatzotzis. Mikdash, the blowing of chatzotzis is a form of tefillah. Tefillah be'eis tzara. So the mechamah be'artzachem al atzara tzareis ha'riyaseh mechatzotzis. So it's be'eis tzara. So in the Beis Hamikdash, the base of Beis Tefillah Yikare. Beis Hamikdash is the Mokan Tefillah, so you want to enhance the Tefillah. So in addition to the Chatzotzra and the Tainus Sidbar, you have the two Shofars to the right and to the left. And Rosh Hashanah, Tkiyah Shofar, all over the world is also a form of Tefillah. There are many riots from the Gemara. The Gemara has a Machloekes HaTanoim, I think it's talking in the third period. Whether the shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be pashut or kafuf, should it be a straight shofar, should it be a twisted shofar? Where is that? Maybe it's in the last parak. Where chavav on the base? Right here, chavav on the base. It's the same mishnah. The Gemara says, what's the machlokes? Machlokes is the shape of the shofar should represent the shape of the person's body when he's davening. So Gemara says, "Kama de poshet inish daite tfei mali, or kama de kai finish daite tfei mali." The last two lines on chavav on the base. So the Gemara says, the shape of the shofar, poshet pshat, perhaps since it's only with the rabbana, some seem told that it's a real din there, right? Shape of the shofar should be in accordance with the shape of the person's body. When he's davening, should the person daven shmoneh, should bend over, should he daven straight? So you see from the Gemara that the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is not for the musical purposes, it's a form of tefillah. We said the other day, we explained that the Gemara says in Perek HaZohar that b'yom shachar beis hamikdash ninalu sharei tefillah, because of the pasuk in Iyov, kam ki esav kak shadeah sasam tefilosi, because the Beis Hamikdash is the office to receive kibbeis tefillah kari. Wherever you live in the world, you're supposed to daven facing the Beis Hamikdash. All the tefillahs have to go through the Beis Hamikdash. Once the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, so it says the prayers are no longer answered, no longer accepted the way they used to be. However, if you have shari demois loinin shari tefillah ninalu, shari demois loinin alu. If the person is davening in such a moving fashion that he's brought to tears because it's such a serious issue, so then shari demois loinin alu. Even after the churban habayis, those tefillahs go directly to heaven. Those tefillahs don't have to go through the Beis Hamikdash. So the purpose of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it says yom truah yelachem metargimina yom yabava. The Gemara said. Talmunculus writes on Trua Yom Yabava. Yabava means in Sisra Vati Abev, to sob and to cry. So Trua is supposed to sound like a crying sound. The Gemara says there were three versions in the days of the Tanakh, there are three opinions. What sound is it supposed to sound like? It's supposed to sound like Trua, or it's supposed to sound like Shvarim, or it's supposed to sound like Shvarim, Trua together. Trua Shvarim, that's out of the question. People don't cry like that. But there are three ways to cry, either Shvarim or Trua or Shvarim Trua. So we do all three to satisfy all the three. Misveka. Gemara treats it as if it's a suffix. What's the correct way to blow shofar? So we do all the three. So what's the idea that Tkiyah shofar has to sound like crying? You want to elevate the level of the davening on Rosh Hashanah to the level of Tfilah Sheyeshim or Demois. So that's why the Tkiyah Shofar is supposed to sound like crying. So the Gemara says that where it says some of the Amoraim wanted to institute here on the Abchav Zayin Amir Aleph by the wide line, about six lines,
the sixth wide line on the Abkhaz Zayin and Al, after the period. Rapapa Bashmo Sobar, he was an Amir. Sobar the Magadur with the Kemas Nisan. He wanted to blow Shaykh with Chatzaitis. Amalei Rava, he lived in the day, Rava says, no, Amalei Rava ben Migdosh, that you blow Chatzaitis in the middle and two Shaykhs on the side on a tiny Sibur. You blow Shaykh in the middle and two Chatzaitis on the side on Rosh Hashanah. It's only in the base Amigdosh. Chutz le base Amigdosh, you don't do that. Why? The base Amigdosh is basically base Tvili Yikare. And the purpose of the Chatzaitzus on the Tanis Siba and the purpose of Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is all for the purpose of Tefillah, to enhance the Tefillah. So you only enhance the Tefillah on the Beis HaMikdosh. Kibbeis HaBeis Tefillah Yikari. You enhance it. Chutz LeBeis HaMikdosh, you don't do that. So the Pashto says that what the Ran wrote, the Ein Shavuz BaMikdosh, that's very difficult. Ein Shavuz BaMikdosh means things that have to do with Avodas HaKarbonos. But the Tkiya Shofar is part of Tefillah. Tkiya Shofar is part of Tefillah. Rashi and his commentary on Chumash sounds as if he is of the opinion, the Ramban on Chumash points it out. Rashi sounds like he's of the opinion that reciting Malchus Zechayna Shofar is a Din D'Oraisa. Because Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, from the Sifro. All the Rashi's on Chumash. Whenever he writes Dikduk, that's on his own. But whenever he says something of substance, of content, he's always quoting from the Tanoim, from the Midrashim, from the Amorim. Always quoting. So Rashi and Chumash quotes Malchus Chayna Shofar. So the Ramban says Rashi writes it as if it's a din d'oraisa, and the Gemara says later, "Minatora, how much do you have to blow tkiya through tkiya three times? Why three times?" So Rashi says once for Malchus, once for Zechrinus, once for Shofar. What? Malchus Chayna Shofar is d'oraisa. It sounds from Rashi that he holds Malchus Chayna Shofar is d'oraisa. So the Ramban says that Rashi is wrong, because the Gemara said Beferish that it's not their Raisa. Where does the Gemara say it's not their Raisa? The Gemara says, I live in a city where there's no Shofar. I live in a little village. There's no Shofar and there's no Machzer. And there's no Machzer, there's no way in the world that someone's going to know how to say Malchus and the Shofar. 10 psukim for Malchus, 10 psukim. Who's going to know? So I'm not going to have Malchus and the Shofar and Musaf. I'm not going to have Tkiya Shofar. So I want to go away. So I don't have enough money. I don't have the ability to travel to the big city where they have a machzer and a shofar. I can either go to one little village or to the other village. One village has a shofar, doesn't have a machzer. One village has a machzer, doesn't have a shofar. So the Braisa says in the Gemara, you go to the village that has the shofar. So the Gemara says, Pshita, what do you need a Braisa to tell you that in? Shofar is a din d'oraisa, Malchus Chayna Shofar is only d'rabbanan. So of course you go with a din, you'll have the din d'oraisa. Of course, Tkiya Shofar takes precedence over the Malchus Chayna Shofar. So Ramban says, the Rashi is against the Gemara. So the Gemara asked Akasha, what do you need a braisa to tell you that if you can't have both? In the city where you live, you'll have nothing. If you can go to, you can only go to either one village or the other. One village has a shofar, one village has a machzer. Go to the village that has the shofar. The Gemara says, no, the chiddush is, it's quoted in Shulchan, the chiddush is, the one village has a machzer, doesn't have a shofar. That I know for a fact. The other village does not have a machzer, and may or may not have a shofar. May or may not have a shofar. So if I'll go to the village that may have a shofar, I may be left kerech mikan, kerech mikan. I'll be left with nothing. I'll have no machzer, no machzer, and no shofar. Gemara says, nonetheless, the suffix shofar outweighs the vaday machzer, because shofar is deraisa, and the machzer is only the rabbanan. So the suffix, the possibility that maybe there'll be a shofar, is more important to go over there. I may be left with nothing, but the suffix shofar outweighs the vaday machzer. The Ramban says that Rashi is wrong. Rashi seems to hold Malchus Chayna Shofar says their eyes. How can it be their eyes if the psukim that Rashi quotes a little questionable? So Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe here the beginning of the Perek. Here, Perek Dalet, what we're learning. So the Gemara first quotes from the Chachma Yerushalmi, Rav Levi Balachman, Rav Chama Bachanina. That's from the Yerushalmi. First starts off that everything is a din their eyes. We explained it. We gave over Rav Soloveitchik's pshat. But we reject all of that. We still, in the davening, we do follow that. We follow the Masechet Sofrim, that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we say, Yom Zichron Truah. Hashem falls out on the victim, we say Yom Truah. So that's a question that was rejected. That was the Yerushalmi. That's a problem. Why do we follow that Masech HaSofer? Masech HaSofer was written by the guy in the Eretz Yisrael who followed the Yerushalmi, who hold that that's Pshat and the Chumash. Zichron Truah means you talk about the Kir Shofer. That's when Rosh Hashanah Chaliyas B'Shabbos. A Yom Truah is what's Rosh Hashanah Chaliyas B'Chol. So that's a problem. Why do we follow the Masech HaSofer to say Yom Zichron Truah when Rosh Hashanah Chaliyas B'Shabbos if we don't accept that sheep? But let's say at the end of the day, we hold like Rabbi, there's Gzeira Derab, it's a Gzeira Derabban, it's not a Din Deraisa. So what does it mean, Zichron Truah? What does it mean, Zichron Truah? Yom Truah means the day on which you blow Shofar. What does it mean, Zichron Truah? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, he wasn't sure, he said, maybe Zichron Truah means Lahaskir, to mention. Maybe that's the pasuk that tells us you have to daven with the shofar. The tkir shofar is a form of tefillah, but it's a tefillah without any words. Tefillah without any words. A lot of times people daven and they daven for the wrong thing. The person davens, he's chalashing to marry that girl. So he offers tefillah, he marries that girl, that'll be poison for him. She's going to ruin him. She's not a religious girl. Or she's a witch. She'll ruin his life. Rav Soloveitchik said, how many tefillahs he offered? He didn't want to come to America. America was known as the Treifen of Medina. He didn't want to come. He offered so many tefillahs. He wanted to stay in Europe with all the tzaddikim. He said if his prayers would have been accepted, he would have probably been killed by the Nazis like everybody else. He thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his prayers were not accepted. And he said, we say in the end of Shema Kaleinu, accept our tefillahs, kabel berachamim uveratzen, as tefillahs, that means filter out the tefillahs, don't accept all of them. Accept the tefillahs that you know make sense. Berachamim uveratzen as tefillahs, have rachmanis on us. Only accept those tefillahs that you know make sense. Those that don't make sense, don't accept. So maybe that's the pshat over here. Tkir Shofar is a form of tefillah. They quote in the name of Rav Chaim also. There's a Sefer Avodram, there's more than one Sefer, where they talk about the text of the tefillahs and the text of all the brachas. So the premise of the whole Sefer Avodram is that brachas and tefillahs have to be recited in a biblical Hebrew. Not supposed to be in slang, not supposed to be in modern Hebrew, it's supposed to be in a biblical Hebrew. The Netziv has a whole essay in his commentary on the Shultas where he disagrees with the whole premise of the Avodram. He can put the whole Sefer in the Sheamus. He doesn't agree with the whole premise. He thinks it has a Gemara and Brachas about Barabin and Mizainis, that it does not depend on biblical Hebrew, it depends on Lashem Riyad. But that's the Shulchan Aruch assumes like the Avodram. And many Rishayim Achrayim assume like the Avodram also, that the Tefillahs have to be in biblical Hebrew. So when we say the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemeyat Kol Truos Am Yisrael Hayom Berachamim. Where does it say that in Tanakh? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the Tkiyas. He listens, he knows everything that we say, everything that we do. But where does it say that in Tanakh? So the Mepharshim say, the Mokab is Shemeyat Tfilah Adecha Kabasa Yavayu. And Tkiyas Shofar is a form of Tfilah. So when you say Shemeyat Kol Truos Am Yisrael Hayom Berachamim, it's like saying Shemeyat Tfilah. Shemeyat Tfilah is a biblical expression. Shemeyat Tfilah we say in Slip. Shemeyat Tfilah Adecha Kapasa Yavah. The Pasuk in Tehillim. So there are many Mekoros to that. Many Mekoros that Tkiyas Shofar is a form of Tfilah. So we usually assume it's a Tfilah without any words at all. We don't know what they ask for. A lot of times, Tzorchei Amcha Merubim Medaitam Ktzara. The Klal Yisrael have a lot of needs, but we don't have enough Seichel to know what they ask for. A lot of things, what we ask for is going to be the worst thing. We pray that we should be accepted in this graduate school. We should go to this yeshiva, and I should get this job, and I should marry that girl. A lot of times, what we think is the best for us is terrible for us. So maybe Tkiyas Shofar is a form of tefillah without any words. So maybe that's how Rashi understood the maskana. Malchus Chana Shofar is the raisa. Zichron Truah means lahaskir, to mention words in conjunction with the Tkiyas Shofar. We should say Malchus Chana Shofar is in connection with the Tkiyas Shofar. What do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara said beferish that Malchus Chana Shofar is only the Rabbanan. The Gemara said the Rabban's Kasha, that if there are two cities, you can only go to one or the other. One city has a shofar, one city has a machzer. To go to the city that has the shofar, pshita, that's the raisa, that's the rabbanis. They see machzer and shofar, the rabban. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say over every year, he would say this. In the Sefer Yom Teruah, we mentioned, one third of the Sefer is called Yom Teruah on Rosh Hashanah. One third of the Sefer is called Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. It has comments on the last Perek in Yuma. All the other Prakim are all about Korbanos, and the last Perek is about the Chamisha Inuim. And then the Sefer on Sukkot is called the Kapas Tmar. So people usually refer to the whole Sefer as Kapas Tmar. But the section of Rosh Hashanah is really called the Yom Teruah. So he comes to defend Rashi from the Ramban's Kasha. So he says, Rashi holds that Malchus and the Shofar is deraisa when it comes together with Shofar. The Shofar is a form of Tefillah. And you're supposed to say words with the Tefillah also, not just to have to elevate the level of the Tefillah to Tefillah Sheyeshima Demois. And the Shofar is the Demois, because Yom Teruah Metagamin and Yom Rabova. So when does Rashi hold the Malchus and the Shofar is deraisa? If you have a shofar, but the Gemara is talking, there's one city where there's no shofar, they only have a machzer. So there, the Malchus Chon Shofar is only the Rabbanim. It's the Raisa when it comes in conjunction with the shofar. Shofar is for the purpose of elevating the level of the tefillah, that it should be elevated to the level of tefillah, Sheishima Demos. The Yom Teruah, the Sefer Yom Teruah doesn't explain it. He just says, Rashi holds Malchus Chon Shofar is the Raisa only when it comes together with shofar. It doesn't explain it. The whole Hezber of Soloveitchik said, based on the Gemara in Azov, that Tefillah Sheishim and Demois is a higher level of Tefillah. So again, so the Ran has a suggestion, Bamigdush HaYitoikim, because Ein Shavuz Bamigdush. That's very questionable, because Ein Shavuz Bamigdush, the Gemara says the Feirish, is only connection with Akrobas HaKarban. Even Akrobas HaKarban is a lot of times. Tosfos and Shabbos points out there were a lot of Shvusim. It's not a flat statement. There are a lot of Shvusim there. So why is Bamigdush HaYitoikim? So then he has, the first suggestion is, and he said, the Rabbanan never mix. Rabbi Yechon, man zaket tikin sheYitoikim beBezdin. Why? What are you going to say? Ein Shvus Bamigdush, but mak in beZdin. He says, no, mishum. The Hasim nami lek on the mix of Midah, the aim is beZdin aleihem. So that's the lit. Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's the real reason why Bamigdush HaYitoikim, because in the Beis Hamikdash, the Sanhedrin used to meet in the Lishkas HaKosas every day, even on Shabbos Yontif, the Sanhedrin. They wouldn't be done, ain't done in Shabbos Yontif, because they were Shem Yichto, but the Sanhedrin is supposed to be the Koilel of Klal Yisrael, international Koilel. A Bezdin is not allowed to meet on Shabbos Yontif, because they were Shem Yichto, but the Koilelim are supposed to be in session, even on Shabbos and Yom. So the Beis Hamikdash used to meet Shabbos and Yom. Rav Soloveitchik thought that Bamigdush HaYitoikim is not because Ein Shavuz, but he thought that the reason the Ran gives, Eim is Beis Naleim, the reason why Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai allowed Tiyah Shofar of the Yavneh in the presence of the Beis and the Zman, the Beis and Yoshvin, is because Eim is Beis Naleim. He thought that's the reason why Bamigdush HaYitoikim. It's not Migdush because Beis Hamikdash, Migdush because of Beis Hamikdash, is the Mokam of the Sanhedrin, and in the presence of big Talmid HaChamim, the people will have Emes Bez Naleim, they will have more Yirah Shemayim. That's what I mentioned the other day, that I think that this group may be a different group, that the Gemara raises the question, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael Ad Rasha, Mo Hashem Alkech Shol Mimach, the Rabban Shem is not asking so much, Kim Li Yiras, he's only asking for Yirah Shemayim. Yerushalayim is such an easy thing. Mari asks, Chayira Milsa Zutra Sahi. Such an easy thing. But Yabena said, Baruch Hashem is not demanding so much. Just came the Yeres Hashem Alakecha. The Gemara says, In the Gabi Moshe, Milsa Zutra Sahi. So the Pasha Peshat is Moshe Abena was such a Yerushalayim Shamayim. So to him, he found it very easy. Yeah, but it doesn't make sense. He's talking to Bnei Yisrael. Was it help for him? It was easy. But for the Bnei Yisrael, it's not so easy. So other Mefarshim say, no, the Gabi Moshe means those who are in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. Since in their presence of the Big Talmud Chacham, they will have more Yirah Shamayim. That's what the Ran says. The aim is Bez Naleim. When one is in the presence of one who has Yirah Shamayim, it's hard to measure Yirah Shamayim. We have, as I said, we have no barometer to measure Yirah Shamayim. So we assume that people who are more learned than the others probably have more Yirah Shamayim. And the Yirah Shamayim is contagious. So in the presence of the Bezdin, presence of the Bez Navot. That's why you blow shofar. So that was Rabbi Chaim Zakkai, was only Mechadesh. He didn't come up with a ganz anu din. His mancha based on the Igdush HaYakaya. Rabbi Chaim Zakkai was the chief rabbi during the Churban HaBayis. The Gemara said, we're not sure. For 40 years he was the chief rabbi. We're not sure how many of the 40 years were before the Churban and how many were after. The Gemara says the Churban was in the middle of his 40 years tenure of being the chief rabbi, and he made the 9 takon. Many of the 9 takonos were made after the Churban HaBayis. See, if his man on Migdash, they blew in the Migdash, by Migdash are you taken? Because the Bez Nagadol was there. When they went to Yavne after the Churban HaBayis, he said, the Bez Nagadol is here also. It's not the full din Bez Nagadol. It's not in the Ishkus HaGosis. It's no longer any din of the Boshes, because they don't have the full status of Bez Nagadol, unless Malam Shamokim Gorb, the Kamta Balaisa Alamokim, Malam Shamokim Gorb, and if Bez Nagadol is Chutz L'mkaimam, then not in the Ishkus HaGosis, they don't have the full status. But there's still Bez Nagadol. According to the Rambam, Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana can only be done by the accomplished by the Bez Nagadol. You don't need all the 71. Neither Bez Nagadol should appoint 3 members to take care of Kiddush HaChodesh, or they don't have to be 3 members of the Bez Nagadol. They can appoint a different group of 3 Dayanim to make Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara says, and the Ramban disagrees, in the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Mitzvah says, Kufnon Gimel, the Ramban disagrees, says you don't need Bez Nagadol for Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam himself writes, the Rambam, both in Mishnah Torah and in Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, till the days of Abai Barava lived in Bavel. In Bavel, he can't do Kiddush HaChodesh, it has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So till the days of Abai Barava, they still had Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. They're still doing Kiddush HaChodesh Api Hariyah. It's during the lifetime of Abai Barava that their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yudin Nisiyah, the grandson of Rabbi Yudin Nasi, set up the Luach Kavua that we have now. So the Ramban asks, how can the Rambam say that you need Bez Nagadol? Bez Nagadol ceased to exist in the year 30, 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, when they left the Lishkas HaGozes. So how can the Rambam say that you need Bez Nagadol to authorize, to supervise the Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana? So the Mefarshim on the bottom of the page in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I think the Kinas Sofer with the Lev Samech, they have a lot of commentaries there. And the Keren Ora writes like that also in Seita. They had a din of Bez Nagadol. But din in the Fashis, they couldn't be done. But they still maintained the status of Bez Nagadol. So that's for Rabbi Yechaman Zakkai. He didn't come up with a new Kula, not that the Zman HaMikdash and Shavuz HaMikdash. And after the Churban HaBayis, he came up with a new Kula. That come up and the Bez Nagadol. No, the Kula Bizman HaBayis was also because Bifnei Bezdin. Because the Bez Nagadol was there, the presence of the Bez Nagadol, or in the neighborhood of the Bez Nagadol, the people are going to have more Yiras Shamayim. After the Churban HaBayis, he just added on, not only the Bez Nagadol has the full din of Bez Nagadol, even if it only has a partial din of Bez Nagadol, also you have a right to blow shofar. What does it mean by Mikdash HaYetoken? Avaloi by Medina. So Rashi and Tosfos say on the first Mishnah, Mikdash means only in the Beis HaMikdash. And all of Yerushalayim had a din like by Medina. They didn't blow shofar. And then after the Churban HaBayis, Tosfos gets involved. They changed it. You can even blow in some of an era, even in cities that are near Yerushalayim. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. In the Mishnah Torah he doesn't quote this, but in the Pirush HaMishnayis he quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi that Bamigdash HaYetokin, Bizman HaMigdash, meant all of Yerushalayim. And the same thing the next Mishnah that says that Lulav HaYonito Bamigdash Kol Shiva Bamedina Yamechad, I think that's the next Mishnah. Lamed Omed Aleph. Oh, right over here. Oh. So the Rambam also, in the Pirush HaMishnayis, in the Mishnah Torah, doesn't write. Pirush HaMishnayis, he's quoting from the Talmud Mishnah. Lulav HaYonito Bamigdash, all Shiva, Bamdina Yemel. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis quotes the Mishnami that Bamigdash, they shook a lulav every single day. That's a din deraisa. That's all of Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
So that's a famous, we'll close with it, that's a famous Bikurei Yankov. Yankov Ettlinger was a prominent rabbi in Germany. He went to Oraklan there. The first sefer that he wrote, he called Bikurei Yankov. That was the Reish's Bikurei. The first sefer. Then he wrote Oraklan there, and he wrote the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion. He's called the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion because the first two Tshuvas were to Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer had a wild idea. We should just build a Beis HaMikdash Makor Kavanah. You don't have to wait for Mashiach. And he thinks that he solved all the problems, and he was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiveger, so he sent his sefer to Rabbi Kiveger. He was masking with a lot of what he wrote, and Rabbi Kiveger was the father-in-law of the Chassam Sefer, so he sent the sefer to the Chassam Sefer. He was also masking with the parts of what he wrote. Anyway, so that's Rabbi Yankov Tetlinger, the first sefer that he wrote is Bikurei Yankov. It's a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Sukkah, Hilchas Lulav. Mishneh Berurah quotes him on every page. Hilchas Sukkah and Hilchas Lulav. Bikurei Yankov, fantastic. He called it Bikurim, that was the first sefer that he wrote. So he writes that if you put together the two Rambams, the Rambam's opinion is that Yerushalayim, Makom HaMikdash is Kidshei Lo Silavai, and Yerushalayim is Kidshei Lo Silavai. So if you put that together with the Pirush HaMishnayis, so he says, if a person, let's say, Shukah Lulav in Tel Aviv, or Me'a Shorim, or Beit Meir, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and then he travels to the Ir Atika. He was, when he shook the lulav here in Beit Meir, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, he's yotze the takana de rabbanon, zechel ha-mikdash. After the Churban Abbas, Amich Menzaka, Beis Dinoi, instituted Shiei Lulav Nito, Kol Shiba, zechel ha-mikdash. But then when he goes to the Ir Atika, he's mechuyim and atur to shake the lulav again. If you hold like the two Ramams put together, the one Ramam is in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the lulav nito kol shiva ba-mikdash, doesn't only mean Mikdash, means all of Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedusha Mikdash, and you put it together with the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, which the Raiva debates. The Rambam says that the Makom HaMikdash is Kidshei Lo Silavai. So you put the two together, so you come up with that. So then, when you go to the Ir Atika, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, there'll always be a good Samaritan who'll give you a Dalam Ninim, say, here, Matana Amanos Lachzir. What are they giving him? Matanim Nos Nachzi. You don't need Shalachem. You don't need Shalachem when Lulav is only the Rabbanan. But if, according to Rabbi Yankov Ettlinger, if you put together the two Rambams, then it's a Din D'oraisa. So he said, you shouldn't say a Bracha on it because both of the Rambams are questionable. The Rambam that all of Yerushalayim is Dina Kenigdosh, the Rambam himself deletes it in the Mishnah Torah. He only quotes it in the Pirush HaMishnah. Mishnah Torah, he doesn't go like that. He goes like Rashi and Tosfos. And the other Rambam and Kidshei Lo Silavai, the Raivin debates that. So the Rabbi Yankov Ettlinger writes it as a Chumra. If you put together the two Rambams will come out, even if you read Shuk Lulav on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, then you go travel on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you go travel to Ir Atika and you b'chuyim to shek Lulav again, min HaTorah, and then you need Shalachem. You would need Shalachem. Okay, we'll stop here.
What is the Torah?